Okay. I don't know if I can follow that. How do you follow that? Bill, you did it again. You took the roof off. You got my waterworks going. Are we blessed or what? Let's give more love. Woo! And Robert on piano. Yeah. That basically could be the talk for today. Okay. To be honest. Anyway. You know, how we usually choose songs for Sunday morning is that I have a talk theme, and then I share it with the soloists, and they come up, and we come up together with some songs that fit the theme. This time around, Bill had gifted me a CD. Did you bring those CDs today? Yes, okay, then. Live from at Unity, New York, and I listened to it back in time, and I listened to it about a month ago, and Spirit very clearly said, listen to this song anyway, and I cried, and I'm like, I cried again, and you have that effect on me. Thank you. And so that's on the CD, and the song right after it is called My Wish, and I just let Bill know. I said, those are the songs. Spirit will come and share what the talk is going to be. So he brought his CDs with him, and so that means you can pick these up afterwards, that he has these, and you can take Bill Brooks home with you. I mean, seriously. And anybody, yeah, right? Yeah? So how many of you basically felt inspired by that song? Yeah, right? I know I feel more inspired to do it anyway, to build it anyway, to dream it, to believe it, to sing it, to do it anyway. Today's talk title is Inspired or Tired? Okay? Inspired or Tired? Now, I want you to think of this last week and looking for the average on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being you are fired up and you've been like pretty much all week long, super fired up, you're so inspired, or 1 being you basically hardly have any energy to move. So, the average of the week. What's your number? Mine was a 5-6. And then I was being real with myself, but I'm going, no, more like a 5. I wanted it to be higher, but it wasn't. And that's okay. It's just to get a place on it. And the thing is in life, there are moments when we are more inspired, and there's moments when we're more tired, right? But it's that average of where do we fall. So, what is it that makes you tired? And what are you tired of? Anybody tired of winter weather? Okay, so call out, and what are you tired of, or what makes you tired? Conflict. Politics. Politics. Some politicians, perhaps. Chatter. Stress. Tired of stress. Fear, tired of being afraid. Pain, thank you. Tired of being in pain. Physical challenges that go on and on. Tired of financial challenges, stock market being what it is, having challenges in that arena. Maybe some challenges just in being alone or lonely. There are so many things that we could be tired of, or make us, quote, tired. Do you ever feel tired after you start thinking about all the things that make you tired? Right? I could be tired of being tired. I personally am tired of feeling sad. I mean, my wife passed almost 3 months ago, and I'm tired of feeling sad and depressed, and I am, and that's okay, and I'm taking a class so that I can relieve and move into a higher, more inspired place. So the thing about what I just said was feeling tired about being tired, or thinking about things that make you tired. Unity has 5 principles that we have this book called The 5 Principles. I'm sure you all have a copy and read it on a regular basis, right? Okay, your noses are growing. The Five Principles is a very small book. It's by Ellen Davenport, and it is the five basic principles. They're not just unity principles. They're life universal principles. And principle number three says basically that what you think about, you bring about. What you focus on, you get more of. So you think about those things that make you tired, you're going to get tired. In the book, she says, principle number three, human beings create their experiences by the activity of their thinking. Everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. So that's an important point to think about and to notice. What are you thinking about? Because what you put your mind on, you can create more of. So do you want to create more being tired or more being inspired? Hello? Are you? They're so tired that they can't even say the word inspired. Okay, well, all righty then. We have some work to do. So there's a remote control. I want you to imagine you all have a remote control. Put it up to your head and go, I'm changing the channel of my mind. I'm changing it from the I'm so tired channel to I'm so inspired channel. You know, you do have a remote control. You have the you can see yourself thinking about something and go, no, stop, cancel. And then what would I rather think about? You have that power. You can't change the things outside of us, but you can change the inner world, which changes the outer world. That is principle number four, three and four. So let's talk about the inspired. Let's move it onto that channel. Definition of inspiration. The process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially new or creative. Two, a feeling of enthusiasm you get from someone or something, like a Bill Brooks singing a song, which gives you new and creative energy and ideas. So inspiration is when you feel a deep-rooted passion and motivated to do something. So in those definitions, it's talking about a feeling, and it's talking about doing something. You're inspired because you're motivated. Something gets you stirred up. And in the sequence of creation, it starts with thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. T. Harv Eker up at Peak Potentials in Canada calls it TFAR. I want you to do this with me. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. So where does it all start? Ah, yes. Okay. We're on the right track. So it's all about what we're doing here is going to create the feeling. So the word, if you take the word inspiration and the root of it is to inspire. Inspire. The definition of inspire is to fill someone with the urge or ability to do or feel something. Pretty much just said the same thing, but it is the root word. Definition two, inspire means to breathe in. I bet you all took a breath just now. Did you? When somebody says breathe, everybody breathes deeper than what you did before. It's an interesting thing. And then the third definition is give rise to. The Latin word is spirare, and it means to breathe, to breathe. Now, when I say that, what it reminds me of is a verse out of the Bible in Genesis 2:7. Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. What's that saying? Well, basically, it says to me that we are the breath of the divine. Your life force, how many of you are making yourself breathe right now? I don't see any hands. Okay. So there is a life force and a source that has incarnated, not just as Jesus the great way shower, but each and every one of us, that he was the great example, not the great exception, that each one of us has within us that limitless, infinite source and substance. And yet we feel tired. That's an interesting point. Why is it we feel tired? Well, it is our humanness. And personally, I happen to think that it's because we forget who we are. Do you really know 24/7 without a doubt you've embodied that I am the divine in expression and so is everyone else? And I'm connected to infinite, divine, limitless energy. But we weren't trained that way. We weren't trained, we were conditioned into separatism, separateness. Each one of us is a separate individual and we're different from each other and it's all about that separation. We're separated from God, we're separated from each other, and we're separated even from parts of ourselves. And then we have conflict and we have division. But in truth, get it that we're all one. You're just another expression of me, and I'm an expression of you. Everybody is a mirror of the divine, each an individualized, unique expression of divine love. I want to embody that to the degree that Jesus did. He understood. He was like, he'd go up to people and say, get up and walk. He wouldn't even see the condition because he went right to the truth of the person. Never healed anybody. He just saw the truth of them, that you're the divine and the divine can walk. So get up. And somehow his conviction raised them up off the mat and was able to walk, right? So the divine is principle number one in the book that you're all reading this week. If you don't have a book, I think we have some in the bookstore. Principle number one is the divine spirit, energy, God, whatever you want to call that, life force and source, is all that there is. It's in the things that are seen and tangible. It's in the stage, it's in the building, it's in the lights, it's in the intangible. It's in our thoughts and our feelings. It's everything. Now, that's kind of too much for my little brain, my human brain to get. But what if I just said, okay, I don't need to understand it because God is bigger than logic. Okay? Inspiration, by the way, is bigger than logic. So, there are steps to take in how to be more inspired. Now, just talking about inspiration, the traits of inspiration, it's not a human thing. It's spirit that is inspiring us because, again, logic does not really fit in inspiration. When you get inspired by something, it's like a, oh my God, or that's a wow, or you get the goosebumps. It's irresistible. It's basically something that you can't make happen. You can't make yourself or force yourself to be inspired. Bummer. It's a burst of energy. It's joy. One of the songs in music that Uptown Funk You Up, I listened to that. My whole car was dancing yesterday. And then I went and got my hair cut, and they played it again. I'm like, oh, I have to sit still, you know, because that gets me moving. It's inspiring. I can't sit still when that song comes on. I just want to dance. That energy is about inspiration. You get a new perspective. You see something differently. You go, ah, oh, you get the ahas. It's outside of that human realm of everything you've been conditioned. It's when you tap in to that which is breathing you, and it comes through, and it gets your attention. That's what inspiration is. I want you to listen to this one. Okay, so you've heard motivation, inspiration. What's the difference? You might want to write this one down. I just went, Alan Cohen had this in an article. Motivation is when you take hold of an idea. Inspiration is when the idea takes hold of you. What? Right? Now you know that was inspired. That was the truth. And you get it because it's coming from, when you hit that place of that's the truth, you go, I know, I got it. So inspiration can't be forced, okay? But what it can do is you can cultivate the ground. If you had a garden, it's also like grace. You can't make grace happen. You can't, and yet you can create the ground, maybe in your mind, of being open to inspiration. So here are some tips, and it's an acronym since that helps me remember things, and maybe it helps you remember things first, too. To cultivate the garden of inspiration. Number one is P. P means pay attention. What am I supposed to pay attention to? Well, your surroundings, number one. There might be something happening in your surroundings. If I'm so involved in my own inner chitter-chatter that I'm not paying attention and there's something that is calling me, but I'm not paying attention. So I need to pay attention to what's going on outside of me. Maybe I'm being called to get involved or to do something. And also to pay attention to your feelings, because your feelings are the barometer of what's working or what's not. You're not inspired when you're in the lower vibrations, but if you feel excited or peaceful, there's more of that land. So you're using your mind. And if you've got a feeling that's low vibration, you get to ask yourself, what's the thought behind the feeling, since everything starts right here? So pay attention. Now we go to E. That is to explore. Explore new places, new people, new ideas, interests. Check something out. Get out of the box of where you are all the time. Be willing to explore, because there's so much more in store for us if we're willing to explore. And ask yourself, what am I going to explore today? You know, you can talk to the divine. You can also listen to the divine within you, because it's happy to talk. There's a book called Conversations with God. Donald Neil Walsh says, in the beginning of it, Donald Neil Walsh writes, he's venting to God. And then all of a sudden his pen writes, are you just venting or do you really want to know? And he's like, what happened there? So he starts this conversation with God on paper. And at one point God says, I'm talking, I'm speaking all the time, but who's listening? You know, we have two ears, only one of these. Can I be in the silence more and listen? Spirit doesn't want to withhold anything, but we have to be interested enough. So you got P for pay attention, E for explore, now A, ask. Ask questions. Ask the divine within you. People will want to go to an expert outside of yourself, and that's okay because sometimes they are necessary, but we have within us all the answers. If we are practiced in our listening, we can ask questions. You can write to God, and then you take a breath, close your eyes, and then you write back and go, I'm your divine self. What you need to know about this is that you don't already know. I do a workshop, and Spirit has not planted that yet, but it's called The Still Small Voice. So you got P. You got E. Oh, you can ask questions of others as well. Ask questions. Be curious about people. Curiosity is a cousin of inspiration. Ask people questions. Find out who Victoria is, or Jeannie is, or Charlotte is. I do this on a regular. I'm getting together with Samisha this week, so she can tell me about her journey. I enjoy that. I suggest you try that yourself. Who would you like to get to know? It's not about telling about your story. Listen to somebody else's. It's very inspiring to hear other people's stories for me. So you got P, you got E, you got A, and K, last one, know. It's a K-N-O-W, know who you are. Know that you are the divine in expression, that you are connected to and with the limitless source and substance of all things. And you know the greatest currency we have is not money, it's ideas. And you know everything already exists in the cosmic sea, and you don't create anything. By the way, I don't create anything. My goal is to tap in. It's like, hey, there's electricity. Well, if I don't plug into source and listen, it's about getting out of my way. When I do a talk, it's what does Spirit want to say by means of me? and I read things, and it'll be this, it'll be, that's it, that's not it. And I go by the barometer of my feelings. When it catches me, I'm like, okay, Spirit, that's how I know that it's in the direction, because I'm listening. And Donald Neil Walsh says the greatest way he, she, Spirit's genderless or genderful, whichever you want to say, it doesn't care. Did you see the train go by? It went, there was, I don't know, she was going to say something. Anyway, do it anyway. Forget it anyway. So I invite you to look for ways to be inspired. I wrote back in the 90s, I did the M&Ms, not the ones you eat, but the M&Ms of inspiration. M&Ms stand for the many methods of inspiration. I created a list, and I think there's 37 things on here that could be inspiring. I made some copies. They're out on the credenza that you're welcome to pick up. And you can make your own list from that, or you can go, what on here, encircle the ones, and then practice that inspiration. So I'm going to close with a story, and it is the parable of the mule. There once was a farmer who owned an old mule, and one day, unfortunately, the mule fell into the farmer's well. And the farmer heard the mule praying, or whatever mules do when they fall into wells. After carefully assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the mule but decided that neither the mule nor the well was actually worth the trouble of saving. I know. Instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what happened and enlisted them to help haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well and put him out of his misery. Initially, the old mule was hysterical. But as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling the dirt onto his back, a thought struck him. It dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he could shake it off and step up. This he did blow after blow. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. Well, sure enough, he repeated this to encourage himself, and no matter how it felt to get that dirt dumped on him, he kept saying, shake it off. Step up. He fought the panic. He used his power of his mind to continue moving. And it wasn't long after that the old mule, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of the well. What seemed like it was going to bury him actually helped him, all because of the manner that he handled his adversity. That's life. If we face our problems and respond to them positively and refuse to give in to bitterness or panic or self-pity, know that we can step up, shake it off, and step up. Remember never to be afraid to try something new. Remember that amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. So my wish for you, my friends, my family, just other pictures of me. I didn't know I was so cute until I looked at you, and then I said, oh, they're all mirrors of me. There you go. Don Miguel Ruiz. Anyway, it's not about you, it's about me. It's never about us. But my wish for you is that you be inspired, that you go higher. It's dire to ignite that fire within. That's my wish for you. And so it is.